Thank you. בגילית וזכר הגר וגילית וזכר בתקן טראו אל דרב גנית בזכן
Ondertussen loop ik hier dan even rond op de Rietveld. Er zijn hier een paar fiets. Mensen met fiets. Oh, jullie waren aan het slijpen.
Hello.
Hello, we're live on Radio Potspoo. You were using the grinder.
Yes.
I love the sound of grinders. But what I love even more is that you are seemingly being creative with bicycles.
Yes.
Can you explain? Because I'm curious. Or you don't have to talk about it. I mean...
It's all right.
I'm just wondering.
A sculpture.
I want to,
A sculpture.
I was hoping for something like that. Yeah.
Een really? Sculptuur van een auto.
Van een, oh,
een auto?
Dit is geen auto, hè?
Nee,
is
nog
een fiets.
Niet. Ja. Van fietsen maken we een auto frame. En daar gaan dan gaan ik met planten om in de, hoe zeg je, de structuur van een auto. Oh, ja. Een groene auto.
Oh, wat goed, met trapaandrijving. Human
misschien
power.
Wel. Misschien wel, ja.
Hey, maar dat komt echt, dat is echt wonderbaarlijk. Dat ik jullie nu hier zie, want ik loop met een idee rond. Wil je meer vertellen nog over jou, wat jullie aan het doen zijn?
Nee hoor.
Nee? Oké. Nou, mag ik je dan wat vragen?
Ja.
Want ik loop al een tijdje, nou, sinds gisteren, met het idee rond om een duo-fiets te hebben.
Oh, ja.
Te hebben ook echt, hè. Dat die gewoon bij mij voor de deur staat en dat iemand kan aanbellen, zo van, hey, kunnen we even fietsen?
Ja, en twee fietsen aan elkaar.
Nou, dat is de simpelste versie, denk ik, is twee fietsen aan elkaar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nou, je zegt. Ja, ik had een veel ingewikkelder ontwerp in mijn hoofd.
Van een tweewieler en vierwieler maken.
Nou ja, het is belangrijk dat je naast iemand kan zitten die niks hoeft te doen. En wel alles kan, als hij dat zou willen.
Mm-hmm.
Maar inderdaad, zeg, twee fietsen. Als iemand gewoon nog wel de motoriek heeft om rechtop te zitten om te fietsen, dan is dat echt super makkelijk.
Als je elektrische motor
maar...
hebt, is het
Nee, sorry. Menskracht.
Ja, kan.
Geloof alleen in menskracht.
Ja, perfect.
Er wordt te veel elektriciteit gebruikt namelijk.
Ja, ik snap het. Ja. Ja, vind ik ook.
Hé, maar denk je, want het is eigenlijk een kwestie van de sturen verbinden.
Mm-hmm.
Nou ja, zeg, dankjewel.
Geen probleem. Er zijn heel veel fietsen dat je kan nemen. Dat als je vraagt, dat,
ja.
Dat die worden opgehaald van
ja.
de
grachten
en zo.
Oh, jij vraagt dat.
Mm-hmm.
Aan wie vraag je dat?
Aan de gemeente.
Oh, serieus? Mm. Oh, want ik ben namelijk van het Fietsenbevrijdingsfront.
Ah.
Wij vragen dat niet.
Oh.
Wij zien de datum die op zo'n briefje staat als een feestdatum. Dat is de bevrijdingsdatum voor die fiets.
Nice.
Ja.
Ja.
En we gaan, dat moet je niet verder vertellen, maar we gaan de parkeerplaats kraken.
Oh, cool.
Voor de fietsen.
Nou, dat is wel heel cool.
Ja. Maar ben jij een fietsfanaat of zo? Heb jij iets met... ja, oké.
Okay.
Ja. Vind jij het leuk om bij het Fietsenbevrijdingsfront te komen?
Ja, stuur mij de details.
Heb je Telegram?
Signal?
Nou ja, heb ik ook. Maar we zitten met het Fietsenbevrijdingsfront op... Telegram.
Oké, ja, ik misschien, ja, stuur me.
Maar
mee.
Er staat een signal link op mijn site. Kijk, nou weet ik het weer. Kijk, als je daarheen gaat, dan staat er een link.
Perfect, cool.
Niet naar het Fietsenbevrijdingsfront, maar dat komt er wel bij.
Leuk.
Ja.
Leuk, oké.
Okay. Dankjewel.
Dankjewel.
Nou, en succes. Hoe gaat het eruit zien dan allemaal?
Ik weet het.
Er worden wel gewoon twee fietsen aan elkaar, dus...
Nee, we hebben meerdere fietsen.
Oh, meerdere zelfs. Oh, het wordt een meer dan vierwielige auto.
Ja.
Een treintje. Ga je een treintje maken?
Hij gaat een treintje maken.
Oh, oh.
Je gaat een trein maken, toch? Een trein.
Oh, dan ga ik gauw naar deze meneer toe. Jij gaat een trein maken, begrijp ik? We zijn live op Radio Pottenpoet trouwens, hè?
Oh, als, mooi.
Ja.
Zij, wat was de vraag? Sorry?
Nou, zij zei tegen mij dat jij een treintje ging maken van fietsen.
Treintje? Wat?
Train.
Train. Oh ja, ik wil een treintje maken met
Serieus?
De fietsen.
Ja,
ik wil muziek fietsen. Like a train. Muziek met de...
Train English.
Yeah, it's maybe easy. Yeah. I want to make a train out of bikes.
Yeah.
And then each carriage has a little different thing. So you have a little cocktail bar, a little music making area, and then you have the train.
Oh, so beautiful.
Train driver. And then you can drive around Amsterdam.
Great idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And
so is it like single bikes behind each other, or is it all double with cargo shit?
I was thinking like double, so you could all. It doesn't look like a bike so much anymore. It's just built from bikes, and then
a train seems more natural to build from these cargo bikes.
It does. It's harder to find cargo bikes, I
feel. Well, you know, all of them are electric now, and I was a bit looking on the interwebs, which I do not do very frequently, but yeah. I was thinking the human-powered ones must be very cheap and unwanted.
That's true. And
where are they?
I don't know. You tell me. If you see any...
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, you've got the radio. Surely we can ask the listeners.
Dear listener, please tell us, where are the human-powered cargo bikes? We need them.
We need them for training.
For training, but also for the duo bike. You know about the duo bicycle?
No, what's the duo bicycle?
It's a duo. It's like two bicycles in one. You sit next to each other.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the person next to you doesn't have to do anything, or he can do everything.
That's quite nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to put this in front of my door,
yeah.
And they can ring the bell and say, hey, let's go for a ride.
I like it, I like it. It's very nice.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be incorporated into the train design.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, well, I was
dual characters all the way down.
I was busy with the bicycles, and I thought, like, hey, there is possibilities here.
Yeah, I agree, I agree.
Because you are also like an artist in... Officially?
Officially, somewhat.
You are already, of course, but you need this, like, this kind of paper thing.
Exactly. Occasionally you need the paper thing. I don't know.
Well, it helps, you know, because if you want to make a living on the arts...
The paper thing
helps.
You
need a title, because otherwise you don't get any money from anyone.
Yeah.
They don't believe you.
No, it's true. You have to get the trust of the paper. You know,
yeah,
and then you,
and
then you can
show
wear
them
it.
Your art, and they say, like, ah, my grandkid can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then you show them the piece of paper, and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You are.
Oh,
you
that
are.
Must be art, then.
You are.
Oh, mind yourself.
Yeah, lucky it wasn't on.
Yeah, very lucky. All turned on.
So when is this all going to be exposed to the world?
I think, Bibi, when is it? Sort of July, August?
Hopefully
July.
We'll see, we're taking it slow.
It's for this year's graduation? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, okay, so if we come to the graduation party, we will...
I hope so, I hope so. Or you'll see at least a part of it.
I do urge you to send me an invitation.
Oh, thank you very much.
Because I am very curious about this bicycle thing.
Patapoi? Patapoi? Radio Patapoi.
You say it beautifully. Can we use it as a sample?
Of course, of course. Only if it gets remixed into something. Patapoi.
Yeah, that's a good demand.
Oh, cool.
And but, we are doing a good thing here.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I think more people should be more creative with bicycles.
I agree. There's a lot of them.
And there should be more appreciation of human power.
I agree. Very efficient.
Especially for children who do not know how to use a bicycle yet.
Yeah,
and they ride around on thousands of euros of bicycle.
Yeah, and it's like they need energy.
No,
they
have no idea about traffic or speed or rules. Well, they know about rules.
Yeah, you know, they know when to avoid them and when to sidestep them.
The things you ignore.
Exactly, exactly.
All of them. At home, in school, on the streets.
Also, you get two-for-one deal. You know, they get tired with human power. Otherwise, they come back and they want more sugar, and then they're even more...
energy. They use energy. This is a very elemental human thing that we all need to do. We need to use energy, because we take in energy.
Exactly. Well, maybe you need to cut their sugar diet.
It should be the other way around. It should be like we take in food and energy to... be able to move.
Or make bikes. Or make bike trains. Even better.
You make good movements, so thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to seeing this all in good shape.
Yeah, me too.
I'm looking forward to the ride.
The ride into the future. Or the past.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Name? My
Josh.
Name is Hans.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and good luck. Go with the grinder. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Val. Fijne weekend.
And you can listen back all this on the archive.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Go. Nou, hier hoor je het hele goede werk van niet fietsenbevrijdingsfront, maar het kunstfront voor de fiets.
World Music.
Well, I was trying to think what it is that makes the Radio 3 stage have such a friendly and intimate atmosphere. And of course, it's partly because of this beautiful setting here in the Arboretum with its gigantic trees and the sun struggling to come through the clouds. And we always have such a wonderful audience. I'm looking across a sea of faces sitting across the grass. So how's it going, WOMAD? But you know, we're also special because we feature some of the most daring and unusual acts, and we're about to hear one of them. A singer who's originally from Tamil Nadu in South India, but grew up in Australia and the UK. She has 5 excellent albums to her name, and all of them dip into her South Indian roots in different ways. But recently, she's taken this to another level, spending months at a time around the Hindu temples of South India, researching the ancient and little-known songs of the Hindu deities, like Murugan. But trust this singer to give it all a special contemporary twist. So please welcome Sushila Raman.
Lucy, and thank you, Radio 3 and WOMAD, for having us. We're going to be presenting songs from our new album, Bill, and we're starting off with a prayer to Ganesh, the remover of obstacles.
Sada jabiyanave sharavana bava yenum tirumandiram sada jamiye na மண்மிசை கிடந்து உரல் பிறவி பிணியே தீர்க்கும் மாயல விருப்பும் நிறையும் சேர்க்கும் தன்மதி நிகர் குளிர் ஓம் தன்மதி நிகர் குளிர் கருமழை மேலீரும் தன்மதி நிகர் குளிர் கருமழை மேலீரும் ஷண்முக பிரியா ஷட் அக்ஷர பாவனா ஷண்முக பிரியா ஷட் அக்ஷர பாவனா
song called Muthukumar, and this comes from my research in Tamil Nadu where I studied. I was very fortunate to study with a great man who was a saint. And these next three songs are around the culture of Murugan, who is a very ancient Dravidian spirit deity who lives on the mountain. This is Muthukumar. is a song called Belundu. This is also Tamil. This song is a song that I especially love. It's very dear to my heart. It's a song called Pal, and Pal means milk in Tamil. And the song is about a pilgrimage to a mountain called Parinimala, a mountain which has historically been very significant for the god Murugan. And people walk and walk for days and days barefoot to get to this mountain. And when they arrive at this mountain, there's a great festival of ecstasy where they climb the mountain and they go into trance and they chant the name of the god Muruga while entering into trance. The name of Murugan and the symbol of Murugan, Veil, which is a spear, and also the title of our new album. This is Paul.
Thank you. High-octane versions of South Indian Hindu temple songs mixed with contemporary beats and sounds by Sushila Raman and her four-piece band live on the Radio 3 stage here on World Roots. That was her song, Pal. And if you're interested in hearing more music from South India, you may want to listen again to some of the World Roots Academy programmes that have been broadcast over the past few weeks, focusing on the classical Carnatic music from South India with our protégé, the veena player from South London, Harry Sivanesan. You can find them on the Radio 3 website. And you can find Harry here tomorrow at WOMAD, live from the Radio 3 stage, in a unique collaboration of veena with UK-based Cuban electric violin virtuoso Omar Puente. Just goes to show what a wealth of music and musicians we have right here on our own shores. Well, now it gives me great pleasure to introduce another fine musician who's just joined me in our little studio truck behind, or truck studio, I should say, behind the Radio 3 stage. He comes from Morocco, but he's been living in the UK for many years, but he's always stayed close to his Moroccan Berber roots. He's the oud player and singer Hassan Eradji, and here with him on Darbuka is his daughter Yasmin Eradji.
Salam.